Juba resident Emmanuel Bida says citizens want to hear President Kiir addresses all issues affecting the country, including the deteriorating economy and the shrinking political space.
This time we will really want a very comprehensive speech from the President of the Republic. This means that we don't need these one or two page speeches that he does on most of the addresses that he gives the nation. But we would like a very comprehensive speech that encompasses all aspects of the nation, from economics to social issues to the progress made in the revitalized agreement. And also, especially, we want the president to talk about the economic reforms.
Bida says the president should also describe development projects his government has undertaken and solutions his government is offering to address widespread floods that have devastated parts of the country. Bo-town resident Abraham Aleu says he wants Kiir to speak about rampant insecurity due to intercommunal violence.
People are dying east, far southwest, far northeast, and these people are people of South Sudan. And sometimes you can hear 25, 30 people are losing their life without even hearing the condolence message from government. So life of single South Sudanese today should not be lost without a good reason. So it's really surprised, and I'm begging His Excellency Dr. President Kiir Mayadi to address for us the issue of to address the matters concerning citizens, not matters that concerning politicians.
Joseph Ernesto, a resident of Yambio, the Western Equatorial State Capital, says the president should talk about the graduation of necessary unified forces. Ernesto says dates to graduate the forces have come and gone. He says the president should tell the nation exactly what is happening with the forces.
We would wish to hear the clear information about this and what that will be implemented, not what that we shall be looking forward to for. And, you know, like each and every time where we hear of days are being scheduled for the graduation of the unified forces, and this has been not put into consideration. So whatever what that he is going to pronounce ahead of this day, it should be a word that will be full of implementation.
Ernesto also says the president should address the election, noting that people are skeptical about whether elections will even be held earlier next year, as called for in the 2018 peace agreement. He says Kiir should also address the vicious cycle of deadly attacks and revenge attacks between farmers and cattle keepers, especially in the equatorial region, and announce solutions for the problem. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.